And just as an addendum to our previous segment, a listener wrote in or called in and asked if the Santa Fe Animal Shelter euthanizes healthy cats, and the answer to that is no. They have not done so for many years. Robert Knott is with us here, speaking of the arts. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in the daily paper, the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's also the education beat writer. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me, and I'm slowly working my way over to doing more and more education. It's very exciting, and we'll be probably doing less and less arts writing, but
really?
That doesn't mean no art writing, so don't panic. And but I do want to say I'm going to miss Craig Smith, who left the Pasatiempo this week after 19 years.
He went over
to work at the Santa Fe Concert Association.
But I heard he's still going to be freelancing.
He'll freelance for us, and we'll still have his byline in there, but honestly, it won't be the same. He's been great.
Yeah, he's a very good writer and a great guy.
Yeah, so you'll see his byline still, and he's written some stories in advance for the next few weeks, so... Is this the weekend of Jim Hightower?
Jim Hightower, tomorrow.
Tomorrow night at 7?
At 7 at Collected Works Bookstore.
And that's a benefit for KSFR.
It is indeed. And there's a reception, I guess, afterwards. And if you want tickets to that, you can call Linda at 428-1379. But either way, you can come tomorrow night to the bookstore at 7 o'clock. Collected Works Bookstore is on the corner of Water and Galisteo in Santa Fe.
And while we're speaking of Collected Works... Jimmy Santiago Baca,
yes,
has his first novel out, A Glass of Water. It got a very favorable review by a freelancer in today's Pasatiempo.
Nice.
And there's a book signing tonight at 6 o'clock at Collected Works on Galisteo. So head on over. And if you're in the mood for comedy, Tuesday night, 7:30, for those of us who remember, not that you need to remember because we're still working, the Smothers Brothers variety show in the 60s, they are playing at the Lenzic. 7:30 Tuesday night.
The Smothers Brothers.
And Jonathan Richards did a terrific piece on them in today's Pasatiempo. Call 988-1234.
Excellent.
And then let's say you want to learn something about music. How do you listen? Because you don't know what to do. Oliver Prezant, who's music director of the Santa Fe Community Orchestra, is going to be doing, actually he's on the second, I think, of three lectures on the art of listening at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum.
That's a wonderful thing, the art of listening.
It is. It's really, I mean, you can figure it out maybe in dialoguing with people, but to try to figure out how to listen to music. At 6 o'clock Monday, he'll be talking about the structure of melody and an introduction to harmony. And then on the 16th, he'll do themes and transitions. So they're both at the Georgia O'Keeffe Education Annex, 123 Grant Avenue. There is a cost for this, and we don't talk about prices on the KSFR. I'm going to give you a phone number, 946-1039.
Just want to do one more announcement about Collected Works Bookstore. This coming Monday, the 9th of November, Jonathan Singer and John Kress, Botanica Magnifica and The Weeping Goldsmith. It is from 6 to 8 in the evening, a couple of books. Botanica Magnifica, portraits of the world's most extraordinary plants and flowers.
Pretty cool.
One book, not a couple of books.
Tonight is the first Friday Art Walk. It's a beautiful night, and it'd be a good night to get down there.
Yeah.
On the Palace Avenue, West Palace Arts District. It's been growing and growing, and you've got Charlotte Jackson Fine Art. You've got Manitou Galleries. You've got Chuck Jones Gallery, famous for Peanuts, Bugs Bunny, and Mr. Grinch. You've got Lou Allen Galleries, Wadle Galleries, Patina Gallery, Peterson Coterie Gallery. You also get free admission from 5 to 8 at both the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum and the New Mexico Museum of Art. They're all down there on Palace. You can do that, and then I'm not encouraging you to go drinking or anything, but you can, that's from 5 to 7:30. You need to stop somewhere downtown and have a beer afterwards or a burger and make it a nice Friday night. So West Palace Arts District, Friday Art Walk tonight, 5 to 7:30.
Hey, how about this?
Yeah?
Sue Fox Lovett and Campbell Martin acting up at Vanessa. And that is, what, I guess some
6 o'clock tonight,
pretty,
tomorrow.
Pretty cool show tunes.
Yeah, those guys are great. Sue is terrific. And
she's fabulous.
Campbell's great, and they've been teaming up. She's been teaming up with a lot of different people over the years to do these homages to great American composers, and it's just going to be a fun night. Selections from the Great American Songbook, 6 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, Vanessa, and you got to pay to get in, and here's a phone number, 982-996.
Thank you.
You is welcome. Tony Hillerman, what do you know about him?
Tony Hillerman. He was a great mystery writer after being a journalist. And
that's right.
The new book, Tony Hillerman's Landscape, by his daughter Ann Hillerman and her husband Don Strell, a photographer. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you're going right exactly where I want you to go.
Go ahead.
Well, I like it when you lead the way.
No, you.
Because I'm shy and nervous, and you know exactly.
Yeah, right. You're shy.
Guide me. 4 to 6 p.m. Sunday, Santa Fe Community Convention Center. They will be talking, doing a multimedia presentation about the work. You can call the Lensic. You'll save some money calling in advance. It's going to be a few extra bucks at the door. It will benefit the Santa Fe Public Library. Good cause. Want to read about it? There's a good piece in today's Pasta Tiempo by Craig Smith, actually. It's a really nice piece of Craig's.
And you can look back at the podcast because we had Anna Hillerman on the air earlier this week. I think it was, when was it, Monday? And you can go to Santa Fe Radio, no, it's Tuesday, SantaFeRadioCafe.org.
Cool. What was I going to say? Oh, the Dixon Studio Tour. I've taken that. It's nice. Drive north. North to Dixon. North. Remember that John Wayne movie, North to Alaska? He gets on a big fight with a guy. Anyway, Ernie Kovacs was in that. He was great. Do you know who Ernie Kovacs was?
No.
Good. He's not some famous lecturer that they're going to talk about at St. John's. He didn't get involved with Plato or Aristoteles, Hercules, or any of those other E's guys.
Like that's the only people I've heard of.
Anyway, Ernie Kovacs was a comic innovator on television in the late 50s and early 60s, perhaps best known for his creation of the most delightful musical trio, the Nairobi Trio. Did you ever see these guys perform? You need to Google them. They are wonderful.
The Nairobi Trio? No, never even heard of them.
They are three gorillas, and they wore overcoats and derbies, and one had a cigar and one had a banana, and they played this great German song that you probably know. It goes something like doot, 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 doot. Do, 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 do. Isn't that like a German opera or something?
I don't know.
Anyway, so Ernie Kovacs, which has nothing to do with the rest of this conversation, by the way, that guy was hilarious. And if you see the Nairobi Trio, I bet you could YouTube them. I'm going to go back to work and YouTube them, and then I'll get to work. What the heck was I talking about?
I don't know.
Ernie Kovacs was in North to Alaska with John Wayne. He was the bad guy, but he was never good in movies. He was great on TV.
But what does that have to do with speaking of the arts?
I don't know. I forgot what I was saying. I got excited because of Ernie Kovacs.
All right.
Dixon
here.
Studio Tour. North.
Oh, Dixon
that's
Studio
why.
Tour.
9 to 5 tomorrow and Friday. It's supposed to be nice weather.
It was just simply the word north that got you going?
Well, that can happen sometimes.
Okay, just curious.
Like, you know, if you say form, I start thinking of a woman. And, you know, so, okay. You can go up there tonight for a preview. Check out www.dixonarts.org. I think we have a little brief on it in the calendar today. Dixon Studio Tour, fun time.
Meow Wolf presents
Meow.
Neon Indian, Monday, November 9th at Corazon at 401 South Guadalupe. Very inexpensive performance. Anybody can afford to go. Opening and closing act is DJ Dirt Girl. And apparently Neon Indian, they have played in Austin, or they're from Austin and Brooklyn. You can go to myspace.com/neonindian to find out more about them.
Good.
They call it equal parts synthetic nostalgia, dream pop lullaby, and grinding guitar noise.
Dream pop lullaby.
Just saying.
Singing to Mary Charlotte, dream pop lullaby. Because she has three dream pups. So we could be dream pup lullaby and you'd be interested, right? Because of the dogs.
Yeah.
Because you have dream pups,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
Oh, there you go. I knew I could change that.
What about cats? We have underprivileged cats and overprivileged dogs, as we just found out from Bill Hutchison in the first segment.
I know. I heard that. But my cats in my apartment are definitely overprivileged. They want to get up on the refrigerator in the winter. So I have to pick them
can
up.
Can you blame
because
them?
They're like 12 years old now. I have to put a pillow up there. Like, they wait for me at the base of the fridge and they look up. So I have to, like, go in the other room, get some pillows, put the pillows, and then I put them up there. But here's the strangest thing. There's a big basket up there that I keep bananas and potatoes in. So they wait for me to move the bananas and potatoes out so they can get in the basket, even though I've laid out the blanket for them. This is ridiculous. My dogs don't pull this nonsense. Nonetheless, it's
They've
good time to...
They've got you wrapped around their little paws.
They got me wrapped around their paws. Anyway, it is a good time to help animals. We already heard that, and we love animals, especially this time of year. It's getting colder.
Yes, we do.
Now, when I moved here in 1992, people told me stories.
Strange stories. Eerie tales of underground passageways below the plaza. Did you ever hear these tales?
No.
I mean, no. You're so emphatic about it.
I mean, well, gosh, I don't recall hearing any of those tales right now. Maybe I did, but I forget.
Yeah, thank you. That's a little better.
It's more like a politician.
Puppy tales. Yes, you're right.
I don't recall.
So what is beneath the city different? Well, guess what? From 1 to 5 on Saturday, 4 hours long, you can take a 4-hour symposium called Beneath the City Different, the Archaeology of Santa Fe Symposium. At the New Mexico History Museum on Lincoln Avenue. It's a terrific museum. You gotta pay to get in, but the rumor I hear is that it may be already full. But I'm gonna give you a phone number anyway. You never know. 954-7200. There's gonna be lots of exciting talk. And again, Paul Weideman wrote a good piece about it in today's Boston Sample, so take a look-see. Say what time it is.
8:43. Hey, Ragmade Quilts, a show of 16 quilts made mostly from recycled materials, will be up at the Taos Public Library. Through December 28th, an artist reception on Friday, November 13th. Oh, that's next week. Anyway, that should be fun.
Good. There's some new movies opening this weekend. Paris at CCA. It's one of those stories with a lot of different lives streaming across one another and all coming together in some way. Got a very good review from Bob Benziger in today's Pasta Tempo. Crude, a new documentary. You can imagine what that's about. How native Ecuadorians brought a suit against Chevron in terms of petroleum drilling,
yeah,
etc.
Yeah.
It's got a very good review from Laurel Gladden. Opens at the screen.
That is very important stuff.
It is.
And interesting.
The comedy The Men Who Stare at Goats looks kind of goofy. I'm going to go review it today. It's got George Clooney, Jeff Bridges, Kevin Spacey, supposedly about soldiers who were employed to use psychic abilities on the war. And The Box, which looks like a creepy picture with Cameron Diaz and James Marsden, is a couple who are given a gift of a box, and they get a lot of money with it, but they also have to accept that someone out there will die as a result of accepting it. That's the basic setup. So that's over at DeVargas. And Bright Star is still running at the screen. People say that's great. I haven't seen it. Have you?
No.
That's a great... What's that about?
I mean, I don't recall.
Isn't it about... what's a guy's name? He was a famous poet, and that was his girlfriend. Anyway, you can see how much I know, which isn't very much. Theater-wise, At the Edge of the Village is the Yellow Lantern Theater Company. It's an original show of poetry, dance, and mystical theater. 7 o'clock tonight at the Teatro Paraguas space on Richards Lane. Got to pay to get in. Call 424-1601. Bat Boy the Musical continues at the Greer Garson John Wekeser Studio Theater, 8 o'clock tonight. 473-6511. And there's a working classroom from Albuquerque's brought up a drama about New Mexico crypto Jews. It's playing at the James A. Little weekend.
A
Light in My Soul, La Luz en Mi Alma. James A. Little over at the School for the Deaf, 1060 Sorrillos Road. 988-1234. You got to pay for all these events.
And how about the Ballet Russe at the Lenzik tonight?
The Ballet Russe.
High definition ballet from Russia, the Kirov Dance Company. And the way everybody's been going to see all those operas live from the Met, well, I don't think this is live because it'll probably be 4 in the morning in Russia. But it should prove to be some startlingly good ballet. And I think they're recreating, help me out here.
I mean, recreating
a ballet.
They're doing something about Stravinsky and those other guys, the Rites of Spring and all that. It's
a crazy time to
be doing that show. They should do that in April.
Right, but they're recreating the Stravinsky, which has obviously wasn't filmed in its time, but they're doing the best they can. They did the best they can to actually put it together and have it be as close to the original as possible, which is a big deal.
Stravinsky and Nijinsky, that'd be a good pairing. Throw in Klaus Kinski and you really have a show. Hey, Golden Dawn Gallery.
Oh, yeah, the Firebird, the Wedding... And the Rite of Spring, that's what it is. Those are the three R, and it's at 7 tonight.
Spring has just as much a right as any other season to come along. It's the Rite of Winter
R-I-T-E.
To show up.
R-I-T-E. Here's something for
just
our Albuquerque... Well, it's not R-I-G-H-T. For our Albuquerque listeners, the song and the slogan, the PBS video featuring tenor Jerry Hadley, music by Daniel Stephen Crass, will be shown at the Poets Film Festival on Tuesday, November 10th at the Guild Cinema. For more information... 505-255-1848.
Helen Hardin, the late native painter. She passed away in the 80s, I think, of cancer. Changing Woman, A Woman Ahead of Her Time, is a reception tonight, 5 to 8, of her work at the Golden Dawn Gallery, 201 Galisteo Street. The show runs through December 2nd. She was an interesting, vibrant woman who painted some interesting, vibrant works. Take a look at a story in today's PASA about it. Several other art openings today, including Grace over at Warehouse 21. That's sculpture by Gigi Garland. Photos by Memphis Barbie, reception 5 to 8. And Evoke Gallery has paintings by Haley Hessler, reception 5 to 8 through November. A lot of different art openings tonight. Music-wise, let's plug some musicians, because I always can use the help.
Yes.
Tonight at Chispa at El Mason, it's the Three Faces of Jazz, 8 to 11 o'clock. At the El Dorado Hotel and Spa, Cesar Bavalet y Tradiciones, Cuban music, 8:30, probably going to be hot to dance to.
Indeed.
El Farol Sabor, I saw them the other night at La Posada, they're terrific, Cuban music, 9:30.
I went over to El Farol the other night and heard them, they're great.
Yeah, they are great. They were in La Posada in the lounge, which is a little tougher to... get the sense of dancing to, but man, they were bumping and grinding and making it work.
And check this out, in Albuquerque this Saturday, tomorrow, hottest dance in northern New Mexico is what they call DJ Edge, spinning salsa, bachata, merengue, and reggaeton at El Rey Theater.
That's pretty good. At Turquoise Trail Bar and Grill, you got Bad Dog Rock, and at Tiny's, you got Felix y Los Gatos, Latin and Gypsy Swing and Blues, 8:30, no cover charge. This is just tonight, quickly, on Saturday.
Do we have the when do we have the Mambo Room?
I don't know. I'm working on it.
Okay.
At the Cowgirl tomorrow, you got Agua Bendita, Latin Pop, 2:30 in the afternoon. Head over there for an afternoon drink. At Embudo Station tomorrow is John Gagan, Jazz, 5:30. Evangelos has the Santa Fe Chili's doing Dixieland Jazz tomorrow at 3, mid-afternoon. You're walking downtown, pop in there, and... have a Shirley Temple and hear some good music. And the Ore House tomorrow night has Nino David, Flamenco, 4 to 6 p.m. So there's a lot of afternoon music happenings tomorrow if you want to check some of this stuff out. That goes all through the week. You can always find something. Sunday night, Celebrations has Irish Session with Jerry Carty, Matt Ritchie, Robin Carnes, and Colin McAtherchinchy. Pardon me, I may have mispronounced the last name. 5:30.
And the Mambo Room is happening tomorrow night at the Lodge here in Santa Fe.
Mambo Room, salsa dance party with DJ Abby. You got
DJ
it, 9 o'clock.
9
small
o'clock.
Cover charge before 10. Larger cover charge after 10. Show up at 9:45. Hey, what time it is?
It is 8:50.
Yikes.
We've got lots of time.
Yeah, we do. Wasn't suggesting we didn't. Sally Denton wrote a book on Helen Gehagan Douglas. I don't think many people remember her. She's one of the premier female politicians in this country in the 50s, 40s and 50s. Happened to be the wife of the actor Melvin Douglas, but she lived her own life, had a lot of integrity, stood up to the McCarthy era, and didn't really have much of a chance after that. Her story is told in the book The Pink Lady, The Many Lives of Helen Gehagan Douglas, and there is going to be a Garcia Street Books hosted book signing of this event at 5 o'clock Tuesday in the Santa Fe room of La Fonda Hotel downtown at 100 East San Francisco Street, right on the plaza. Call 986-0151 for details. There's a little write-up on it in the book section of Paso Tiempo today. And on Thursday, we have a lunchtime concert by Peter Pasek, the pianist. 12:10.
St. John's.
You got it. It's Junior Common Room. Swinging up there at noon to hear some music. It's free. 984-6070.
Hey, another thing tonight, it's free at Santa Fe Complex. Patrick Maher, double bass player and professor, recognized as one of the world's leading virtuoso soloists and composers for music for the double bass, will be playing at least three new works, Planet Earth and Crystals, and a multi-track live improvisation. Santa Fe Complex is at sfcomplex.org, and once again, it's a free show tonight at 8 o'clock.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Diane Thomas is going to give a lecture Thursday called Growing Up White in the Segregated South. It's a lecture at 7 o'clock at Vista Grande Public Library out in El Dorado. No charge, 466-7323. So Thursday night lecture could be pretty interesting, 7 p.m. free in El Dorado at the Vista Grande Public Library on Avenida Torreon.
And speaking of libraries, the Santa Fe Public Library's Southside branch is... hosting the dedication of the Teen Patio in honor of Tony Hillerman this weekend.
That's right.
In honor of Ann Hillerman's new book, Hillerman's Landscape, Tony Hillerman's Landscape. And that is at 1:30 on Sunday, November 8th at the Southside Library, and it's, of course, free to the public.
Hey, does the Santa Fe Art Institute have something happening this week?
I believe they do.
What is it?
Let us quickly find out.
Now, while we're doing that, I'm going to do some puppet shadow figures here. I got some socks on my hands, and I'm making them. It's really cute. If you could just see it, listeners, you'd really enjoy it. Now they're snuggling in. Listen. Move over, and now they're kissing each other.
November 13th, they've got something. That's next weekend.
Okay, they can wait. I thought so. I was glad that we brought it up, though. There are, of course, a bunch of museums around town. You should consider going to see them. El Museo Cultural has celebrated the Jewish experience in Latin America and the Caribbean, Voyages to Freedom. This is a poster exhibition by the Anti-Defamation League. They've also got paintings by Beatriz Esban, and they have contemporary retablos by Cristina Ortiz Acosta. These are all at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe. It usually opens at 1 p.m. It's not open every day, but it's open most days. It's over in the rail yard. Call 992-0591. Meanwhile, the Governor's Gallery still has work by the recipients of the 2008 Governor's Awards for Excellence in the Arts through December 4th. Plug in Paso Tiempo, because we're one of those people, but there's some other great artwork up there. Swing on up. It's free if you're over in the Roundhouse. Head on over. Museums, come on, Sundays. No charge for New Mexico residents. Go to some of your museums this winter.
Yes, indeed.
Cool. You got the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture up on Camino Lejo, the Museum of International Folk Arts up there, the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art is up there, although New Mexico residents have to pay a small fee. It's not as free as the others.
The Wheelwright Museum.
The New Mexico History Museum, Palace of the Governors. There's a lot of great museums happening. And Site Santa Fe, Talking Pictures, group show of multiple video installations running through January. There's a lot of visual art happening, so you know it's a good time of the year when you don't feel like going inside in the autumn because you want to, I mean, in the spring you want to walk outside. And I know we have a beautiful weekend here, but start thinking about heading into some of these museums on the weekends.
Here's another music listing. Nacho Mendez on vocals and guitar and Melody Mansour on keyboard. And Chase Morrison on electric cello with guest Matt Vaughn on violin will be at El Farol this Sunday, November 8th from 7 to 10 playing tango and tango milonga music. People can listen and dance. Table reservations are suggested.
Good. And the 2009 Santa Fe Art Auction is happening at the Convention Center this weekend, starting tomorrow at 1:30. I think there's a preview tonight. Check out SantaFeArtAuction.com for information.
I just found the information from Santa Fe Art Institute. Yeah. Santa Fe's own minimalist sculptor, I think you talked about this already, didn't you? Susan York will give a lecture on Monday, the 9th of November at Tipton Hall. The Memory, Shadow, and Light exhibition will open then the following Friday.
Good. I'm always curious about these things. I know you never want to talk about them, but hey. Allure is having a bra fitting event over the weekend. I just wanted to see if you wanted to mention that.
Hey, this Monday night at 6 o'clock at the Hotel Santa Fe, Southwest Seminars continues its benefit lecture series, Mother Earth, Father Sky, Perspectives on the Environment and the West. And from the Office of Archaeological Studies at the Museum of New Mexico, Dr. Molly Toll will be speaking about New Mexican cuisine, exploring the biological and cultural roots of a regional tradition. And this is all to benefit the New Mexico Environmental Law Center. And you can reach them at 989-9022.
Pretty good. So that's it. A lot of stuff happening. Pick up the Paso Tiempo. You can find out more. We have a great arts calendar put together by Pam Beach and Rob DeWalt, who does it when she's out of town. And
And guess who's going to be speaking at the Tony Hillerman Landscape event?
What do you mean, guess who's going to be speaking?
Wes Studi.
Oh, that's terrific. He was one of the Navajo detectives in the TV adaptations of Hillerman's mystery novels, like Thief of Time, isn't that one?
And he's going to be reading from Hillerman's books. And he was at that wonderful, he was one of the readers in that wonderful honoring of Tony Hillerman, the Bruce Besser, the
Kate
Besser Memorial Lecture Series.
He's got a very good sense of humor. Every time I interview him, he's always very amusing, and I really like him. I believe he's going to be honored by the Santa Fe Film Festival this year, by the way.
I'm
not revealing too much, and I hope that's true. He made a nice little independent picture called The Only Good Indian, and they're going to show it there, and I urge everybody to go see it, and I will remind you of that later. So,
And one more thing. Yeah. In Taos, I'm just trying to include a little bit more because I get these listings from non-Santa Fe events. In Taos, tomorrow, November 7th at 7 o'clock at the Taos Center for the Arts, a reading from Rudolfo Anaya's Bless Me Ultima.
Oh, excellent.
And Levi Romero, let's see. Hang on one second. Anyway, Bless Me Ultima will be read.
Excellent. And don't forget the bra fitting over at Allure over the weekend.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go down and see if I can lend a hand. I'm kind of strapped for anything else to do. So, okay, what time it is?
It is 8:58, and it's time to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Robert Nott is with us here just about every Friday, speaking of the arts.
Speaking of the arts.
And doing two things at once. We are reachable. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org. My podcast site is santafe.radiocafe.org. And
I'll see you next
Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team.
So those guys always talk in British?
They talk in British. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today.
I was just asking.
Have a good weekend.
You have a good weekend, too.
Be happy.
I'm going to try to be.
Be peaceful.
Thank you. It's a good way to be right now.
It is indeed. And we will have next week Margaret Atwood on the air. I'm going to record an interview with her in just a little while, and we'll be airing it, I think, on Monday of next week. And also Graham Gibson have done an interview with him, and both of those will be aired next week and possibly the week after. Wild Earth Guardians is doing a benefit where the two of them will be speaking at the Lensic on Tuesday, November 17th, and that should be great fun. Both of them have new books. The Bedside Book of Beasts is fabulous.
My bedside books are a little more erotic, but that sounds good.
Robert, thanks so much for being with us, as always.
All right, I'll see you later this month.
We'll see you later this month. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay.
God willing, I'll be here. Are we doing the Friday after Thanksgiving?
I don't know yet.
Okay, let me know.
If anybody listens to the radio on the Friday after Thanksgiving, as opposed to being asleep with a kind of post-turkey tryptophan high, email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. I often play a rerun on that day, just in case of the few people who are up, but I figure everybody's sleeping.
You got it.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Y adios.
Ciao.